This is Nathan Ruggles here with you. You're listening to the Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us, and we'd also like to send some other thanks out there. We have some great unions and organizations that keep us going here, that support our program. This includes the UAW, Region 1D, as well as the CWA, so our thanks going out to them. And also, you know, you can listen to us here live, of course, on a local radio station online, but you can also listen to past episodes. So go on to theunionedge.com. You can head out to there. We've got them right there on our website. Going back, you can hear all the great programs we've had in the past with a lot of great guests, including our current guests who with Media Matters, who we are fortunate to have on every day here on the program. We have Kevin Kalhofer, who is the Climate Energy Senior Researcher with Media Matters. Kevin, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming on today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So we've heard now that there is a study that the Department of Energy is pursuing right now, out from the orders of Rick Perry, the Secretary of Energy, former governor of Texas, former candidate for president, who's had his stumbles. And obviously a study about the electric grid and renewable energy. Well, sure, that sounds good, right? So, but it sounds like, unfortunately, this may not be the only thing that Rick Perry may be stumbling on. What can you tell us about this study, Kevin?
Yeah, so that study was issued the memo for that study back in April.
Okay.
It still hasn't come out yet, even though it was supposed to be a 60-day study. But it was supposed to examine whether or not renewable energy is going to affect the reliability of the electricity grid and the ability of grids to provide power to their customers, and whether or not it's causing coal plants to close early. Almost immediately was greeted with a lot of skepticism from reporters and experts, even politicians on both sides of the aisle. Part of it had to do with Trump and his strong preference that he displayed for coal power. But there are also a number of other reasons that we go into in an article that my colleague Lisa Hymas wrote. For starters, the Department of Energy has actually already done a study looking into this very issue. In 2012, they put out a four-volume study that concluded that the grid could support as much as 80% renewable by 2050. And that was, as Senator Chuck Grassley also noted that in his letter to Rick Perry, where he expressed worries about the study, he noted that that study took 2 years to complete, whereas this study would just be a 60-day study. So there's lots of skepticism surrounding what Rick Perry really intends to do with this by issuing this study.
So you're telling me this initial order that you said came out in April from Rick Perry, mm-hmm. specifically was directing them to find out if this was going, if renewable energy was going to cause coal plants to close. That was
correct.
What they're directed to find out. Okay.
Correct.
And you're saying, so there's already a study on the books. And in terms of this one from a few years ago, is this been well received as being impartial, and has it been looked to as something that is instructive and is real and is not was well done?
Yeah, it's actually described by its authors as one of the most authoritative reports on that subject. And like I mentioned, it was a four-volume study, so there was quite a lot of work that went into this. But there've also been, apart from that study, there've been multiple additional studies from within the DOE and from industry experts and even from grid operators themselves that have found that both renewables will not pose a threat to the reliability of the grid, and that wind and solar are not the factor behind the closure of coal plants. That's actually competition within the energy market, mainly from natural gas, that's causing that.
That's right. Certainly the cheap natural gas we've been seeing for the last few years is, if you want to throw the blame at something for the closure of coal plants, that would be the number one factor in terms of why that's happening. And there is this narrative out there, right, that somehow, oh, well, the sun always doesn't shine and the wind doesn't always blow. So if we rely too much renewables, we're putting ourselves at risk because we won't have enough energy and blah, blah, blah. But what you're saying is from the study from a few years ago, which was 2 years as opposed to 2 months, which this study that Rick Perry has been ordered, said that we can have 80% renewables out there and be okay. So this skepticism that you said that's been taking place as far as this study, they said it was going to take 60 days. Do we see an end in sight? Is this going to be coming out anytime soon?
Well, there hasn't been any announcement on a release date, but there has, last week, Bloomberg actually obtained an early draft of it that was leaked to them. And actually found, they concluded that the researchers who were Department of Energy career staff, they actually concluded that the power grid we have today is more reliable, even though we have more wind and solar providing electricity. What I should note about that, though, is that the agency leadership hasn't reviewed it yet. And what I should also note there is that Rick Perry has also actually appointed a man named Travis Fisher, who used to work for a Koch-funded research organization called the Institute for Energy Research. And he actually himself wrote a report that concluded the exact opposite of what these Department of Energy career staff are saying. So the final draft, it's still up in the air as far as what it's going to look like and what's going to stay, but it'll be interesting to see if the leadership changes this conclusion in any way.
Well, it's interesting. You can't help but speculate that what might be in part potentially holding this up is that this study leader, who is obviously looked before been critical of renewable energy, is not seeing the outcome that they would have hoped, in that also similarly being critical of renewable energy. So, well, and you know, going back to when let's remind ourselves that Secretary Rick Perry, when he was first asked to be Secretary of Energy, he had to go find out what exactly it was that the Secretary of Energy does, as was reported, I think, fairly widely in the press. So
I think he's probably most famous for not being able to remember the Department of Energy during the debates when he was running for president.
That's right. And the reason that he wanted to remember is because he wanted to shutter it, right?
Exactly.
It was one of the agencies that he wanted to get rid of, and he is now head of this agency. And with this head of the study that also opposes renewables. So what are we looking at? So we're not sure when the study is coming out, and we're concerned about concerns about bias or concerns about what might be going into that. They want to have a study here, it seems, that they want to have a certain conclusion before they even know what the study has found.
Yeah, I mean, there's concern about bias. And like I mentioned, the person leading the study used to work for Koch-funded organizations. But that's also part of a broader trend, is the erosion in trust that we could see in, you know, our government institutions that are researching these issues. You can kind of see it within the White House with, you know, the press secretary and the loss of trust that, you know, you're seeing there. There's a concern that if politics is put in place of actual research and is being used to prop up a goal of the Trump administration, that, future reports by the DOE might be taken with a grain of salt, or might be seen as, you know, untrustworthy. So that's a concern. And there's also like a broader anti-science position within the Trump administration that's worrying, that seems averse to evidence-based policy. It ties in with like broader trends going on throughout the administration.
Well, and Kevin, thank you for bringing that up, because I think that sounds absolutely right, that we should be concerned about what is the larger issue here? What is even beyond just energy, right? The idea, this anti-science trend. I mean, if we look over to another study, right, a different kind of commission that the president has put out there in terms of voter fraud, it seems like once again they have a conclusion that they want to reach. They want to find voter fraud in that case. In this case, they want to find that renewable energy is problematic. And so they want the researchers to find the conclusion that they've already made, rather than asking these researchers to give us the answers based upon science and, as you said, you know, evidence-based research. And, we do have this larger concern in this society over people's skepticism about government and what it can do. So that is certainly very concerning. Well, I can tell you, we need to wrap it up here today, Kevin. But thank you so much for bringing this to us. We certainly will keep an eye on this, and we'll look to see what happens when this report finally comes out. out, and I think we'll be turning to you to tell us when the time comes. So thank you, Kevin, for coming on today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Kevin Kalhofer, the Climate and Energy Senior Researcher with Meteor Matters, talking today about this upcoming study with the Department of Energy. This is Nathan Ruggles here with you on the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.